My name is Ladislav Slezák. I'm a member of the JAS team in Prague. And in this short talk, I will tell you about Docker as Travis, how we use it. And the goal of this presentation is to show you that running continuous integration is not something difficult. You can use it even for small projects. And I will show you some tricks we use in JAS. So the first question is, why Travis? The obvious reason is because it's a hosted project. It's free for open source project and is nicely integrated with GitHub. That means if your project is hosted at GitHub, you can quite easily make running your test as Travis. Just some examples. This is the YAST repository at GitHub. And as you can see, the visible part is this green icon, which means the Travis build is passing. If you click that icon, you will see details. And you can see the full log. That means what was executed on the runner, which tests were failing or not, and at the end you will see success. So that's one point. And the other point of GitHub integration is, for example, showing the status for each commit you have in your repository. So if you look at the branches there are, you will see for each branch a sign. If it's a green check mark, that build was okay and passed. If there's a red cross, that means that that build failed and there is some issue with that. And of course, the same tags are used in pull requests. So whenever somebody opens a pull request with some change, you can immediately see whether this change passes the continuous integration or not. So we can see for every commit here the status. Like the first one was not so great, so it failed, but then it was fixed. So right now we know that all checks have passed, and we can match the code into the master, and we know that it won't break anything. It will still work. The package will be still building. So let's talk about some details of the Travis build. Internally, it builds the workers are running in Ubuntu virtual machines, either Precise or Trusty, but both of them are pretty old. The Precise is actually discontinued and not supported anymore. So the question is, what if you need a newer compiler, newer libraries, and what if you need completely different distribution because your software is not meant to be run on Ubuntu? And another issue is that you can't easily debug the build, because for example, if the build fails, what to do? You need to somehow check what was wrong, and it would be nice to somehow see either remotely, so you could for example SSH, or you could reproduce the issue locally, but both are not possible with Travis. So why Docker? The Docker is the obvious solution, which should help you with the problems I just mentioned. It's supported out of box at Travis. That means you don't need to install it, configure it, and anything like that. It's just ready. You just issue the Docker commands and it works. Another interesting or important feature, which is nice, that it's container-based and it's really lightweight. That means there's no big overhead, because as I said, the Travis machines already runs in a virtual machine. So having one layer, one more virtualization would slow that down, and that would not work nicely. So that's advantage of Docker. Another advantage is that many base system images are available. So if you don't like Ubuntu, you can easily download Fedora, Debian, whatever. So you can even easily build your own images at Docker Hub and use them for build. So that means you can enhance the base images, and yeah, that's make the build much easier. I have prepared two examples. First is Snapper. It was already mentioned in several talks here. I will just tell that it's a tool for managing file system snapshots, written in C++, and it's meant to be portable. So it's should work in many distributions. And the package we built in OBS is actually targeted for Debian, Ubuntu, and so on. So this is the main feature here. And regarding to the source code, it's in a single Git repository, and the code is not changed much often. So this is the Snapper repository, and again, we have this nice Travis badge. So the setup is that every build runs in several Docker or virtual images, but we run Docker, so in the end we can run each build in a different target system. So we currently build like for 5 different distributions. That means every commit or pull request opens to Snapper will be built against Tumbleweed, Leap, Fedora, Ubuntu, and Debian. And we know before merging this pull request that all these distributions, that the package for all these distribution will still work. So how it's done? We have separated Docker files for each target distribution and specific script for that. And yeah, the Docker images are built at Travis in parallel. We define a build matrix, and this build matrix allows running each build in a separate virtual machine, which a different Docker image. So we have this main Travis YAML file, which defines the distributions. And different Docker files for each build. So you use these Docker files. Like this one for Tumbleweed. We basically base on the publicly available Tumbleweed image. And additionally, we run Zipper and install the packages we need. Then the main work is done by this Travis script. Again, for each target distribution, we have a separate one. So for example, for Tumbleweed, we build the package. At the end, we install it, and run even on the snapper -- version. That means we verify that the install package still works. So in this case, the Docker images are directly built at Travis. That means it's easier for us to maintain, but it takes some more time. But because the snapper is not change much time, much often it doesn't matter. The second example is Yast, which is much more complicated because it's not portable. It's targeted just for OpenSUSE or SUSE distributions and has modular design. It means currently we have over 100 Git repositories, we have bigger development team, and there are more frequent changes. That means we need to somehow cope with the fact that the builds are much often started, and we need to somehow make sure that they are faster. So to make it faster, we pre-built Docker images at Docker Hub. So we have special image designed for Ruby. We have second image which is designed for C++, because mainly we have two groups of Yast packages. Either they are written in Ruby or some of them are written in C++. And to have separate set of packages for each group, we have separate Docker image. And this Docker image contains a common script which is used in all modules. That means at Travis we usually just call one single script which handles all modules. That means the script has to be a bit flexible, like not all modules support RuboCop, so we need to check whether the module uses it. Whether the module uses makefiles or newer rakefiles. So some legacy modules are not converted to rakefile yet, so we have to be more flexible here. Then we run the test and so on. So again, build package and try installing it. And to ensure that the Docker image is always fresh, because we built against factory, we need to ensure that the factory changes are in the Docker image and that the Docker image contains the Yast packages. We have a simple Jenkins jobs which just triggers rebuild of the image at the Docker Hub. So every like two hours, we tell Docker Hub to rebuild the image, so we have fresh packages and we are sure that we are running against the latest versions. So the original setup was we built Ubuntu packages, but that didn't work well because, well, it was extra work, it was hard to maintain. And it was not much reliable because the Ubuntu system has some different system defaults, or sometimes we forget to add new file into that Ubuntu packages. So either we got false positives or we missed some bugs, because, for example, we could not build RPM packages in Ubuntu easily, so we skipped this. So if there was a bug in the spec file, this old Ubuntu setup could not found it. With the new setup, we built two Docker images, and the Travis script is shared, so it's much easier for maintenance. We don't need to care about the Ubuntu there. We just run the tumbleweed Docker image, and yeah, that's it. So the summary is that now we had more reliable builds because we are building really in Tumbleweed, not in Ubuntu or something else. It's much easier to debug this because you can download the Docker image locally. You can run the same commands which are run in the Docker image at Travis, and you can see what's happening there, and yeah, quite easily find out what's wrong. And finally, we are not dependent on the default system at Travis, because, for example, that Ubuntu 12.0 will be dropped soon, and we have to do something about it. Otherwise, our Travis will not work for us. So we have to switch to something newer, and switching to newer Ubuntu is would not help much. So we decide to switch to Docker, which makes us independent on the Travis default. So, any questions? Yes.
How long does it usually take when you submit a pull request for all the tests to finish?
It depends on the package, but usually every package is built like in 3-5 minutes, because it depends how many tests are there, how big the package is. If it's a simple just module which has just few files, then it's a matter of minutes.
Or a snapper, for example, that should go quickly, right?
Yeah, that's like in 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, as you can see, it's usually about five minutes, but depends on the worker. So here it's almost 8, but usually it's about 5. And as I said, these builds are run in parallel, so actually the real time was much smaller than the sum of this time. So usually when Travis is not loaded, all is built in parallel. So in 5 minutes, you get the results for 5 distributions. Okay, any more questions? So I put some links, which will be part of the slides, which I'll upload. Or you can contact us at the Yast mailing list or IRC channel at Finoop. Thank you.